And good morning, everybody. It's Morning Coffee with Al Clark. I hope you got yours all steamed up and ready to go, because we've got another great show here with Dr. Brad Shapiro and the Ultimate Health Program. It is 7:07 and 35 degrees, chilly morning, and I hope the frost didn't get you too bad. Let's go to Dr. Shapiro now for his disclaimer and today's conversation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Standard disclaimer, please understand that we're not trying to treat you over the airwaves. So if you do have a health care concern, or if we talk about anything that sparks your interest, please seek out the health care provider of your choice, whether it's a chiropractor like myself, physical therapist, medical doctor, massage therapist, dentist, whatever the case may be, please seek out the health care provider of your choice. Then I want to mention our sponsors. First, we have Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. That's actually the church that myself, my wife Melissa, our son Jackson, we all go to, right here in the Cowan, Winchester area. Great sermons that Pastor Josh has been doing lately. But definitely recommend Abundant Life Church. You can reach them at 931-967-1187. Again, that's area code 931-967-1187. And we are doing Sunday morning services at 10:30 a.m. Second sponsor is Unstoppable Church, headed up by Pastor Brad Brinkley and staff. Another great group of people. They do kind of a rock and roll worship service. And then Pastor Brad joined us on the show last week when we talked about the gatherings. So yeah, you can be a part of that as well. But great guy, great church. Highly recommend you check them out. They're actually associated with a large group called Life Church out of Oklahoma. You can reach them at 931-649-2909. Again, that's area code 931-649-2909. And they are doing Sunday morning services. Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Today's frost reminded me that we are not in charge.
Yes. Amen. Amen, brother. Yes. That's very important.
I had so many friends say, gosh, I thought this, you know, frost was over, and I planted new flowers and didn't really think I'd have any problem, and then here comes the frost, and I got to get back out there and cover those bushes.
Otherwise, we're going to be pushing up daisies, right?
That's right. Yeah, ruined all that money you spent at the nursery.
Yes, yes, yes. Now you're right. We're definitely not in charge, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, what's going on in your world these days? I know you had a great conversation about the upcoming gathering. How's everything going in the body, mind, and spirit world?
Everything's going great. We're really staying busy. We're seeing all kinds of different types of patients. One of the things that we're doing more and more of is some of the emotional techniques that I've learned. Some of it's guided visualization. Some of it's the laser that I use, one of the handheld lasers that I use, has an emotional stress setting. And so I put it on the biggest acupuncture point in the body, which is called GV20. And set the laser on the emotional setting. Other aspects of these techniques involve like eye movements. The neurology from the eyes, the brain is very well studied. There's different breathing techniques. You know, breathing's kind of interesting because it's both conscious and subconscious.
Yeah,
you know, you're going to do it without thinking about it, but you can also consciously do it. But we're really seeing great results with some of this stuff. And what I'm finding with a lot of our patients is after about 2 30-minute sessions, so the first session will kind of knock out the bulk of what they're struggling with, and then the second session is just kind of clean up from anything that was missed from the first session. But we're really seeing excellent results from it, lots of breakthrough, and you know, that's one of the things that we're really just passionate about is seeing people have freedom away from, you know, challenges in mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. And if we can facilitate that and be a part of what God's doing, then we're excited to see it happen.
Yeah, that's good. That laser surgery—not surgery, but that laser technique is interesting. A few years ago, I got interested in robotic surgery.
Okay.
And sort of entered it into a book that I was writing about the future.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I took a trip to Savannah, Georgia, and read some literature there about the robotic surgeries already in place.
Yeah.
That's maybe a little scary, but I think we have enough confidence in a lot of these robotic programs and capabilities. I mean, it's commonplace now to see that going on.
It really is. I mean, some of the things coming out technology-wise are pretty amazing. And
yeah,
you're right, you know, with the robots, our Zorona Z6 body fat laser is basically a robot in the sense that you just set it up and you're able to leave it alone and it does its own thing, you know, by itself. And, you know, robots definitely have their place. And I think there's just some sort of balance. I mean, the human aspect, I don't think you can beat, or at least not at this point, and I don't really think ever. But robots definitely have their place, and of course lasers. And I really tell people too, I think a lot of the future of healthcare is going to be energy medicine. So lasers kind of fall into that category. It's
okay.
Light, it's energy.
Yeah.
A lot of times when people hear that, it might sound like new age or far out or whatever, but
right.
You know, energy is very real. This table that we're sitting at has an energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
The paint on the walls has an energy to it.
What paint is left?
What paint is left?
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that always stood out to me with that scripture where the lady sifts through the crowd and she touches Jesus's clothes.
Right.
And she's healed, and some of the translations say he felt power leave him, he felt energy leave him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think most of us have been in that situation where people have drawn from us,
yeah,
and we feel emotionally fatigued or tired as a result,
right,
of it. But I think these lasers really just have a huge place in the I guess current environment in healthcare, and also in the future for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I'm sure the doctors have a certain level of confidence in the capabilities of devices. They're supposed to be a little more precise than the human hand,
and yeah,
not subject to all the emotions that you know. You'd hate to go into a surgery with a guy who's worried about his next boat or something. You know,
that's true.
Or something happening at home or
yeah,
whatever.
No, that's true. I've actually read some things over the years where they're having a harder time finding good surgeons, you know, with a steady hand and with the dexterity, the coordination, like what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is, you know, we do so much more in terms of like video games, and we're so much more sedentary.
Yeah.
You know, when you were growing up, and you know, when I was growing up, people played a lot more ping pong, and
yeah,
they played sports, and they played pool,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of these things that required fine motor movements.
You know, even people who were not team oriented,
mm-hmm,
could be good at, for instance, bowling or,
yes,
or skiing or, you know, still being active, but not necessarily a football or basketball or something like that. Teamwork,
yes,
kind of thing. That's one way to stay active. And there's so many carryover sports like tennis and golf and,
mm-hmm,
and other carryover sports that you'll always be able to play to a certain extent, even as you get older.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, I agree, and which is such an important thing. It's so important to stay active, and it feeds into, you know, the dexterity that goes along with being a surgeon. It feeds into just staying healthy in a general sense. I know Time Magazine, this was probably 30 or 40 years ago, but they said sitting was the new smoking, you know, and as
yeah,
people become more
right,
sedentary and they're not bowling, they're not golfing, they're not going on walks, they're, you know, a lot more stay-at-home jobs, which means for a lot of those people, they're sitting a lot more. As they stay at home, they might just transition from their bed, you know, in their pajamas to their work chair. And,
yeah,
and
COVID
really
did a lot of that to us. You know,
yeah,
sent us all home. You know, look at a megalith like Blue Cross Blue Shield in Chattanooga. They had five buildings with five stories in each building there in a huge parking garage, and it was a presence there because everybody was working in their office space, and then COVID hit, everybody went home.
Yeah.
Now they've sold that building, and they don't require people to come in anymore.
Wow.
The county has it now. We're going to make a school out of it.
Man.
So, you know, it's a whole different culture shift.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, you know, there's always pros and cons to just about anything. One of my favorite statements is there's almost always a hybrid solution, you know, with,
yeah,
with different things. But
you're
yeah,
you're big on balance, too.
Big on balance, yeah. I mean, if somebody's going to do it, a stay-at-home job, then they're going to have to be intentional about moving. They're going to have to be intentional about making sure they've got balance in there versus just sitting around all the time. And I've seen that a lot with patients over the years. You know, the extremes, my dad would always say the extremes rarely work out. And
yeah,
I've seen the people that were OCD about lifestyle, got a tremendous amount of exercise. They would analyze every morsel of food that went into their bodies. You know, their lifestyles, they were just super, super, super intentional about being as close to perfect as humanly possible. And for a lot of them, when I would analyze different aspects of their health, whether it was neurological stuff or blood tests or whatever, they weren't as healthy as I would have thought. And this is just Dr. Brad's theory. I don't have any research to support this, but I always really felt like they were giving up so much emotionally trying to be perfect, because it's stressful to try to be perfect. Because none of us passed 1,000. Nobody's perfect. There was only one perfect man that ever lived.
Yeah.
But also the opposite extreme of, you know, never getting any movement and sitting around and eating fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good idea either. But I've really found that just finding that balance, which is a little bit different for every individual, is very, very important. And that's part of what we try to think about with patients, is just to customize it based on the patient, you know, based on their personality type and their metabolism and their genetics and their life situation. You know, the traveling salesman might have to have a different strategy than the stay-at-home mom. But there's a way to find that balanced approach for both individuals. We just got to figure out what's right for them.
Yeah, that's true. Well, speaking of the weather,
yes,
springtime is here, and we're enjoying some good weather. Although we still get rain every now and then, but the temperatures are higher, and I think humans have a tendency to respond to, you know, changes in the seasons and weather, and you hear a lot about the doldrums around Christmas time, although it's supposed to be a special celebration. You know, it also reminds people of a lot of things that have happened in the past, and can be a kind of a mental slowdown to them as well as the physical.
Yes.
But, you know, but you always point out that physical and mental thing just affect each other.
Yes, yeah. No, they do. You know, a lot of people do struggle with seasonal depression and some of those types of things, and there's multiple reasons for it. A lot of people are less active during the colder months, and they've known since the 1950s, you know, probably the 1930s, the impact of exercise and, you know, its benefits for people that struggle with depression, anxiety. And so if you're not getting enough exercise, you're going to feel more anxious. You're going to be more susceptible to depression.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are less active in the winter months, which means that they're probably going to feel kind of down because they're not getting any exercise.
Right.
Another big aspect is vitamin D. You know, vitamin D is key with hormone conversion. It's key with immune system function. It really has an impact on our mood. And a lot of people don't get as much vitamin D in the winter months as they do the summer months. Vitamin D, it's called a vitamin, but it's actually a hormone. It was mislabeled in my opinion.
Oh, all right.
So it's a hormone that's produced based on an interaction between our skin and the sun. And if you don't get plenty of that, it can affect all kinds of things. And that's a big thing to think about with the quote-unquote flu season, for instance. It's not like the flu's been hiding in the bushes all year round and pops out as it gets colder. A lot of what happens is we become a more susceptible host. We become more susceptible to getting sick because our vitamin D levels are lower unless you're supplementing with vitamin D.
Oh, I see.
And so you're going to stand a better chance of getting sick with something like the flu. And that was one of the things that I found really interesting with COVID is, you know, you had a lot of people that disagreed on vaccinations and masks and all these other things, but virtually every doctor I know or read about supported the idea of taking vitamin D and having vitamin D support your immune system with COVID or really anything.
Yeah.
So vitamin D affects all kinds of stuff. Make sure you supplement with that in the winter months. And it's also important to have your vitamin D checked because a lot of people, because of genetic components, don't convert vitamin D. So you have a lot of people that are outside all the time in the summer months, but they still have low vitamin D in their blood. Or they don't realize that, yes, you're outside all the time, but where you're wearing a shirt, you know, things like your chest and your organs, your liver, and all these other aspects can't get direct sun exposure, which is really, really important to convert these things.
So what's your theory and what do you think about supplements such as echinacea and milk thistle. You know, stuff is on the shelves when you go to GNC or somewhere, but are not necessarily ever prescribed.
Yeah.
In a professional status, and whether or not they actually do any good.
I mean, I think some of those things can help. I don't use a lot of echinacea. We do have some milk thistle that is one in our in a supplement we call Liver GB Plus,
yeah.
The Liver Gallbladder Plus,
yeah.
That can help with that. But it really just depends on the individual, and I'm definitely a nutrition snob in the sense that it's one thing to have what the patient needs, but then it's another thing to have a high enough quality where they can actually absorb it and use it. So going back to vitamin D, I can't tell you how many times I've read blood tests and people are shocked that their vitamin D levels are low because they're thinking, well, I'm taking vitamin D. But where they're taking a vitamin D source that's not very good quality, it's kind of like they're pouring water into a cup with holes in it. They're just not absorbing
okay.
it. They're not able to utilize it, so it doesn't do a whole lot of good. And then that's another reason why I'm so into being specific for the individual patient's needs. Because we could give somebody, say it's the highest level vitamin, or say it's the highest level zinc, for instance. Best quality, organic, you're not going to beat it, just the best of the best. But that person doesn't need zinc. Well,
yeah.
Then their body's going to have to work hard to process something it doesn't need. And you could argue we're doing them more harm than good by giving them something they don't need. So there's different factors. You know, you got to make sure whatever you're dealing with is high quality. You got to make sure that what you're giving a patient is what they actually need as an individual. And then you got to make sure that the company you're dealing with, what they say is in the bottle is what's actually in the bottle. I mean, to use vitamin D or use a GNC as an example, this was probably 20 or 30 years ago, so it's been a while. They may have cleaned up their act. But I know at one point their products were tested at one of the stores, and 80% of the products were not what they said they were.
Mm-hmm.
So you just – it's – you know, the whole trust factor and the whole finding a company and people that you feel like you can trust and count on that what they say is in something is what's actually in it. That's another factor, I think, not only in nutrition, but just around the world. A lot of people are very very slow to trust and in some ways for good reason.
Yeah.
In other ways, not so much.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what other advice do you have for everybody as we move through April and into May?
I think just stay healthy. You know, make sure you've got a good balanced lifestyle. You know, it's if you're gonna bake a cake and it requires 9 ingredients and you only include 3, it's just not gonna come out right.
Doesn't come out right, does
so,
it? Yeah, you gotta have that egg if it's required.
Yes. So make sure you have the exercise component. Make sure you have the chiropractic component. Make sure you have the nutrition component. Make sure you have a good, healthy, like, diet component. Make sure you're getting plenty of rest. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. You got to pull all these pieces together. It's not necessarily rocket science, but it's just got to be a balanced approach. And that was one of the things that stood out to me in my journeys of learning more and more about health is, you know, I went through a season where I would just try to get in the back pocket of the best doctors of any kind I could. And I found that the psychologists tend to think that everything traced back to stress. And the trainer felt like everything traced back to exercise. And the chiropractor felt like everything traced back to neurology and chiropractic. And the reality is there's a balanced approach, in my opinion, that if you can find that right balance for people, it's going to be much more effective. And that's where, you know, group of people like us come in. You know, Ultimate Health, we can really help coach you through that process. We can provide the things that you can't do on your own, but also encourage you to do the things that you can do on your own. And one of our goals is just to really lock arms with people. I don't believe in that all-knowing white coat doctor posture. I think there's a process where we got to lock arms with the patients. The patient does their part. We do our part. I want to hear any insights the patient has. I really respect the fact that patients are in their bodies 24/7, so they're going to know some stuff that I may not necessarily pick up on. But if we can communicate those things and work as a team, the results typically are amazing.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point you make about the model of the omnipotent physician who, you know, assumes that everything is known by them, and they don't really listen to the patient as much. But
yes,
I know a lot of people feel like, you know, the more a patient talks, the closer you'll get to exactly what's bothering them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think communication is a big part of all this. You know, you got to communicate, and if you can have that trust, like what we talked before, I think that's one of the reasons that we get some of the results we get is I think patients and people typically just really trust us, which makes it easier for them to open up, which makes it easier for them to trust, you know, the recommendations that we're making, and makes it more likely that they're actually going to follow through with those recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of this stuff, it's again, it's not rocket science. Just good old-fashioned, let's talk, let's figure out what's going on,
right.
And let's see what we can do to help you.
What do you got going the rest of the day?
Well, I'm trying to get geared up for the gatherings coming up here this Saturday, so getting geared up for that. We did a great show on that last week, which was recorded. People can go back and listen to that if they want to find out more details about the gathering. But it's this Saturday, April 27th, 5 p.m. at the new Franklin County High School Football Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got King's Table coming up. That's our homeless ministry that we're doing. That's going to be on Sunday at 3:30 p.m., actually Chattanooga time, Eastern time. We partnered with a group called the Chat Foundation. And the heartbeat of the King's Table ministry is to really make that community feel like royalty. You know, the sons and daughters of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So we're going to serve them food. We've got some things that we're working on. We're actually going to bring in some high-end worship leaders to record at the studio in Winchester. So we're excited about that. But just, you know, a lot of what I do is just kingdom-minded. I even view, you know, Ultimate Health and what we do through chiropractic and supplements and just all those things are just kind of sharing the love of Christ and helping people. And, you know, I want to do things that are sound clinically, but I always tell our staff that if we lose the heartbeat, if we lose, you know, our caring sense of wanting to serve people and help people, then it's we're going to lose everything.
Yeah,
and so,
that's true.
We just try to think about that kind of stuff, but staying busy, a lot going on, but I'm excited to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Yes. Well, everybody has enjoyed another session with us today, so we're therapeutic, but
yes.
You know. Appreciate again your time.
Yes, thank you, sir. And once again, my name is Dr. Brad Shapiro with Ultimate Health, available 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can reach us at 931-967-6308. I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ultimate chiropractic. Check out our website, www.ultimatehealthtn.com. Also, go to our online store if you want to buy any of our supplements. It's shop.ultimatehealthtn.com. And I appreciate you guys. And don't forget about the gathering this Saturday, April 27th. Thank you.